Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. We here, we arguing like a motherfucker. I've been accused, abused, and accused. These motherfuckers ain't treating me right today, y'all.
You turned yourself into a victim for something that didn't happen. That you started.
I've been victimized, motherfucker. And you victimized me.
Okay.
They've been up.
Well, I'm taking some gold before I leave.
You taking some what?
Gold.
Gold.
If I'm coming in here and victimizing you and colonizing this house, I'm taking...
You ain't taking the motherfucking thing. We shoot the colonizers around here, motherfucker. Do this look like a Christopher Columbus ship? Motherfucker, you ain't about to sell us no goddamn well.
It's a recession.
This is the nicest part of this podcast, to be honest.
This is a weird fucking day, okay? I don't know what the fuck we done talked about. But you see my son back there. The nigga look older than his stepdaddy. But... Say hey, son. Who the fuck you calling your real daddy? Who the fuck you calling your real daddy?
The intro.
Stay tuned after the music. This shit is crazy. I promise you. You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. This Pat spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
Chris literally just walked in my other room and farted and thought nobody's gonna hear his fat ass farting.
I thought the door
what did he sound like, Leon?
He sounded like when you kick the door stopper. The little Quisha dick.
Quisha dick.
I'm like, did you just fart in my house? He was like, you, what did you say?
He said he had the courtesy to go in the other room where you just you ripped it right in front of us.
I said you double beamed me. Yeah, green beans and baked beans at this cookout. I got my belt too tight. I'm sitting here all scrunched over. The air's all trapped. I had to let it out.
He's really comfortable when he will fart at my house.
I'm a high-performance podcaster. I need to be ready at all times, comfortable.
I fart all the time here, and you never know it.
Oh, we know. Just
I don't smell it. And if I did, I would cuss you. I cannot stand to smell another nigga ass. I cannot stand that shit. Upsets me.
We used to stay in the same hotel room. She'd be like, "Nigga, you can't shit in this room." She would make me go down to the lobby to take shit.
I'm good. I do go to the lobby. Yeah, if I'm sharing a room,
if you've got respect for somebody, because he'll shit and won't wash his hands.
She will piss and shit and just leave it in the toilet.
Oh, what are you, a 13-year-old boy?
Just leave it there.
No, I don't leave shit now.
She poured out a whole can of ginger ale in the goddamn toilet.
Yeah.
Drop some foam sponges in there.
Sometimes I forget to flush because I grew up so poor and when we have water, you know, the toilet won't work. We had to pour water down the toilet to make it go down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes those memories come back.
Right.
Yeah, flashback while I'm on the toilet. So I'm like, oh, shit. This is a good toilet. So I have to go back in there and flush.
Flushing the toilet is your nom.
What? Yeah, I'm going to turn it on. What you doing? Yeah, I was telling them earlier, you look older than me, and I don't no longer want you telling nobody I'm your mama. You're like an old ass man. Yeah.
What you do? Like you trying to stuff it down my throat or something. Watch out.
Speaking black. Hey, or anything if you use it.
It's okay. No, it's fine.
I was telling them you look old.
I don't know.
How old you look?
Sure, I still look in my 20s.
You not looked in the mirror, son? You got a full face of chakarachi hair in your face.
Oh, what?
Chakarachi.
What is that?
Hirachi?
Chakarachi.
I don't know what that is.
That's black bitch hair.
You have pubes on your face?
Yeah, from her.
Creesha, make that face.
Why you act like you running? You okay? You done stole something?
Yeah, I just got done how to release my body.
You just shit it?
Yeah, I got to sit down.
Nigga, you was just sitting down.
You shit it, he farting. What's going on in this motherfucker?
I'm lazy. I just dried it up and blew it out my ass. You actually, where'd you BM?
You're in the bathroom. She kept turning the music on. I thought I was scared the crap out of me. Maybe do an instrument.
Garon got.
I was like, scared the shit out of me. I'm like, what is that noise?
She a low down dirty motherfucker. She got speakers in her phone speakers in her bathroom. Yeah. That her light, they can go to her phone. So this nigga in there taking a shit, she turning on all kind of music.
She was using the Bluetooth speakers.
I'm trying to focus. She's just messing
up. Did you tell her to turn it off?
Yeah, I kept screaming, turn the radio off.
What'd she do?
I kept playing different music.
Never would have made it.
Why you shit?
I think he did, but
would have lost it all.
You about to lose it all. How many songs did you shit through?
About four.
Damn, nigga, songs are 4 minutes apiece.
Bohemian Rhapsody too, which is a lot of shit.
Was any rap music playing?
I don't know. But yeah, she had me, threw me off for a minute.
Threw you off? You got to concentrate to push it out?
Yeah, I don't want to be having nobody distracting me like that.
Was you naked?
Almost.
Oh, you
had
one
more sock left.
I'm going to say you had one more sock left. One more sock left, huh?
One more sock for Palm Lucky, yeah.
All righty then. One more goddamn sock left. All right. Good. You gonna hook up the TV after this?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, all right. Don't go too far. Don't play that goddamn game.
I'm gonna go ahead and sit down. I gotta breathe.
Fat as fuck, boy.
Nigga said I gotta sit down after sitting down.
On the toilet, listening to music, shitting through ABC songs. She should have put on some Christmas music. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. And then she should have switched it to push it real good.
Salt pepper.
That's what I would have told. That's kind of cute. You fucking with somebody with your Bluetooth while they on the toilet shit. But
sorry,
you just showing out today, ain't you? Mm-hmm. You trying to get memorialized?
Somebody actually.
She is madly in love with this nigga too.
Yeah, are you?
That shit is glowing off her.
That's good, because that's really good. That's good. She
don't know
you.
She can do better. That's her problem.
No, you did do better. You did really good, 100%. I'm so happy. If you ever get married, I'm going to sing at your wedding.
Oh, you going now?
What would that sound like?
If only you knew how much I do love you.
Should we book her? All right, she says yeah.
If only you knew.
Nikea just walked in and goes, "You all right?
Fuck you! I'm auditioning for their wedding."
I can see why y'all gonna get divorced right now.
Well, what's a good wedding song?
That's a great wedding song. You weren't doing it justice.
Fuck you. What's another popular wedding song? R. Kelly had one. I believe I can fly.
That is not a wedding song.
That's like an eighth grade dance.
I believe
song.
I can touch the sky. Telling Nelly not a night and day. I'm gonna be and by the way. I believe I can swore.
Sound like those fucking birds dying.
I believe I can soar.
Is it sore? Y'all got tears coming up. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I never, never, never night and day.
I think about it every night and day. Those aren't even hard words to understand.
That's what black people do when they don't know the word.
I mean, he wrote all his lyrics for 12-year-old girls to understand. And you can, you're messing
around. That's what black folk do when they don't know the word. A yabba yabba do.
What about a little Whitney Houston?
Oh, my God.
What's another wedding song? If y'all need me, I sing at weddings. What's another one?
And I will always love you. You know Whitney.
Oh.
The Bodyguard?
Yeah.
That's The Bodyguard. And what's that song you like, not care, you want to play if you ever got married?
You want to go see him at a...
Was it Fantasia?
I don't remember his name.
It's a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that that
Anthony Hamilton?
No, it's this. I follow him. This dude right here is so bad. This is what I'm saying at y'all wedding. What's his name? I was just listening to him. I follow him. Is it?
Some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little Anita. Definitely set this party all right.
Definitely set this party all right. I wish I could sing. What is his name? Because I follow him. Is it Taylor?
This is happening, by the way.
That's Kiara. That song we like. Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break while we Google this.
Okay, we'll be right back. This is why I love you. Because you love me.
Like, that's not a reason to love somebody, nigga. Just because they love you, that's it.
We back. This is a song I'm going to sing.
We're going to get sued for copyright infringement?
No, they'll never know what she's singing.
I found you in you.
You want me to pull up the lyrics for you?
Yeah. And I want to love me too. Never have a glance. Selfies are lies to see.
You gonna go a cappella?
Yeah, let's do this.
It's never have I felt that I could be all that you see. It's like a heart had intertwined into the perfect harmony.
That's ironic.
This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. Because you love me. I found you.
Nigga, I think I just heard those birds
move
away. Yeah,
that's why all the birds are attracted to the house.
And no one would ever do every moment that you chase all the pain away forever.
This is literally like sing-songing reading. Barely singing.
I do it for free.
Oh, thank you.
Clearly.
This is why I love you.
100% gonna ask for an appearance fee and a writer. And
how do you not have a case on that?
That's how I roll.
Bro.
Privilege.
Yep. You are more aware of not dropping it when you don't have a case on it.
Bullshit. But we're gonna move on. So, if it ever happened, I would be more than happy to sing. This is why I love you, and you know, I think you should jump the broom, and I think it should let balloons up in the air. And
really bad for the environment. Don't do that.
Why?
Those balloons pop eventually.
They go to heaven?
No. They go in the river.
Yeah, they ended up killing fish and turtles and birds, they eat that shit. And
if four fish die for my happiness, I'm okay with it.
Well, that's because you won't season them properly.
Well, they was going to die for your happiness anyway, as soon as you try to cook them.
Yeah, right.
So, do you ever want any kids, Chris?
Yes.
I always wanted to ask you that. How many kids do you want? Do you want white, black, mixed? What kind of babies do you want?
Well, I want white kids because if they're mixed or black, there's going to be a discussion, okay?
For who? Your daddy?
No.
His daddy. What'd I tell you about them nigga gals?
Well, what
you're talking about me having kids with my wife and me having black kids?
Oh, that's right.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. It would be a discussion.
Let's back up. What was going on? What was the math in your brain then?
Baby, I don't know. In your pussy that got you having these nigga kids?
How many do you want?
How many are we going to have?
Oh, goodness. I was like, thought seven was like a nice number.
I want seven.
God. A nice number to aim for.
Why would you do that? Why would you let a nigga do that to your pussy?
Sounds fun.
Getting them and not having them. Seven kids cost a lot of fucking money.
I know.
You so pretty. Do you? Let's keep it real.
You sound like Muhammad Ali right there.
Let me
You're
say
so pretty.
You're
the greatest.
You so pretty. So you know white women, y'all going to start the age about 30, 35. You really want to do that shit to yourself and hang your titties and your nipple turn pink?
I like, for me personally, I think of like my life being more than just like how I am. Like, I've always wanted kids because I think that kids are fun. Like, I'm a teacher and I just think that kids are great. So, yeah.
But you shouldn't want to spend your whole fucking life raising kids. You such a pretty girl. One is enough, two, maybe two, because he don't got none.
See, I think that's so hard having one child because, like, she doesn't have anybody to play with.
I said two.
Well, then two, and then it's just, then you have to have three, and then,
Do
oh, they're really
that
cute,
motherfucking
so you have four.
Noise upstairs? Do you really want to hear that bullshit all day? Soon as you leave them, everybody a nigga. Shut the fuck up, niggas.
So everyone knows, like, it sounds like the house is on fire. There's children just, like, screaming at each other, like, don't
but
die.
But why would you want to have seven kids?
Some people enjoy the laughter of children.
I really do. You know, it's like I hear it and it's happy.
She's from a big family.
Yeah, I'm the oldest of 11.
So am I.
So
people I don't like.
See, so here's the thing. I have found that people that, like, for me personally, I love my siblings and we're all very close, which hasn't happened for a lot of my friends are in big families, right? But because I had a good experience with my siblings, I'm like, oh, I'd like to do that again.
How the fuck is she upstairs and she not telling them to set the fuck down? I don't think she upstairs. Well, tell her. Sit down, motherfuckers. Set the fuck down. I don't understand. I just do not have all them kids. You too pretty. Don't. It ain't worth it. No dick is worth it. Your womb got
You can't be pretty after you have a lot of kids?
No, but your womb got
Mother
other
Mother is beautiful. And even after
immiserable.
No, she loves it. Like,
no, she play like she loves it because that was inbred in the white woman brain to bake pies and fucking have babies. That's what they did to you women.
What's baked into the black woman's brain?
Can to you talk back and do what the fuck you want to do. That's what we do. We do the fuck we want to do, and that's why we got different baby
daddies.
Yeah,
wait to get me one of these.
Why do you date white women, Dion? Oh, I don't know. Let me rewind 30 seconds. I can have pies.
You need a bitch to take care of you and do what the fuck she want to do and tell your kids to shut the fuck up.
Or I can have apple pie every day at 7 p.m.
Don't have all them kids. I'm telling you. Life is I mean, you want to go on vacation. You want to see the world. You want to do shit. I mean, in the 1920 when breads were 10 cents a loaf, yes. But nigga, bread cost $4 now. Milk costs $150 a case. Trump started it. He started giving away all the money and Biden giving away all the money. Ain't going to be no money in another 20 years. You going to have to be, we're going to be all like robots fucking in ships for money.
By the way, I wanted to talk to you about our pay structure here on the Pat Down.
You don't get no pay structure, bitch. This is volunteer work. Shut your fat ass mouth. That's what I'm trying to tell her. Don't have no baby, so you don't ask for no motherfucking money.
Hey, honey, we're going to have to cut that down to 5.
Yeah. How about none? 1. Don't do that. You should go and get out in the world. You got to get the fuck out of Indiana. First of all, you're too pretty to be in Indiana. You gotta get the fuck out of Indiana.
I've lived abroad and I've.
No, I'm the fuck abroad. Go to Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Go to a foreign country like Florida.
Raymond. Come here, Raymond. Come here, let me talk to you for a minute.
Run, nigga, run.
Let me say something to you. If you tell them, give me that. Tell them to set they motherfucking ass down. Cause I'm coming up there acting like a real motherfucking nigga. Do you hear me? Bye. Tell them I'm coming up there with my motherfucking judo stick.
It's a judo stick.
I don't know.
What are you, the government of Singapore? Whipping children out?
At least they cane people.
Or that kid that got caned for vandalism.
Yeah,
giant,
I mean,
fucking bamboo stick. That just
I'm telling you, if I could do it all over, Nakia would not be here.
We glad you made it, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't be it. Yeah, I'm telling you. He only slipped through because I wasn't old enough to sign for my own abortion. But that nigga after him got it.
That nigga after him got it.
Wow. Jeez.
Oh, when you meet that nigga in heaven, he is going to have some words for you.
Aren't you glad you didn't got as an infant?
I'm just saying, I know. I mean, because I'm 50 now, and so much stuff at my 20s I wish I had done. You know, I mean, I was young. I started having kids. Can you tell them kids shut the fuck up? Yeah, it's so much shit I wish I would have done and did, but I got tied down with two kids by the time I was 15. And now you talking about you 27, you want to have seven. Don't have all them goddamn kids. They cost too much. Daycare alone. And you going to be in the house motherfucking baking cakes and cooking and shit. You don't want that life.
That's exactly what she wants. That's like
you,
she is.
What makes you happy isn't what's going to make somebody else happy and vice versa. Some people love having a shit ton of kids.
I'm going to have to take you on a Negro field trip. You need to date a few black men. You need to date a few
keep
black
her
men.
As far away from Miss Patty.
Why do you think it's been 2 years and it's the first time
she's
here?
She going to fuck up your whole feng shui.
Is it feng shui? Don't have but one. That's it. Tie your fucking tubes.
No.
Stand up to it.
That's right.
Okay, well, you keep pumping them motherfucking little white babies out that you can see through. Keep on, get the good word up. Keep
because
the good word
clear.
Up.
Having clear people, is that what you mean?
You know, when white babies are born, you hold them up to the light and see their heartbeats.
Like little prisms.
All right, I'm trying to tell you, I wish you hadn't done that shit. Don't they cost too much? Don't you wish you hadn't had all them children? Yeah.
How many
I was
you have?
Three.
You gonna let her talk to you?
And
talk
I told
about
her
you like
too.
That.
Let me tell you something. When she was in labor, that nigga brought his video game to the hospital.
You had your Game Boy out?
Yeah, no, the whole game hooking up to the TV.
He brought your whole Xbox?
That's how childish he was. Sitting there playing the motherfucking video game.
It makes sense to me. Ain't shit he could do.
Yeah, what
Bush, did he... baby. Good job. Oh, shit, they killed my man. Now I got to start all over.
Immature like a motherfucker. I'm telling you, you don't want all them children. I am against reproduction.
Chris, don't bring no books to her labor.
Oh,
you are not allowed to read while she's in pain.
I'm against continuous reproduction.
Continuous reproduction.
Yeah, one or two times is enough. That's it.
What are you, China?
Yeah. They just relaxed their policy.
That's a three. Yeah, three. I've seen One Child Nation on Amazon Prime, and it sounds a lot like that. You sound like you're.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, you can. I'm just saying. It's just so expensive.
Yeah.
You know, Chris ain't got a shit ton of money. I don't even know if he can make you a stay at home mama.
I work from home, so I already stay at home. So.
She's fucking up all your theories. What else you want? All I need you to drop a bitch in there, and we gonna have a podcast in this motherfucker. Bitch, stop fucking with my family, nigga. God damn. This nigga
is
gonna pump me
plan,
at
guys.
Least
I've
six times.
For quite a while.
I'm gonna work from home, whether nigga retired or not. Now stop fucking with my happiness, nigga. I'm gonna say it for you since you scared. Leave my family alone.
Now let me say, look, white bitch, I'm trying to save you.
Chris ain't got enough stamina for all that.
No, that is true. That's actually one of my concerns.
What?
Just stamina.
Stamina.
Like, seven of them. I'll be tired. You're gonna have to do a lot of work.
Yeah. I understand.
I'm not as vigorous.
That is the agreement.
I'm not as vigorous as Donald Trump.
With his legs up. Hurry up! Now I'm about to pass out.
What do you mean, missionary?
When we have sex, I'd be in the missionary position.
I don't know what that is.
He's laying on his back
with with my legs in the air.
You know, the only way you can fuck now.
Let me tell you some, you ink pen body ass motherfucker. Oh, you trying to be funny, you ink pen body ass motherfucker. Oh, you bet that Jonas.
They got a
you bet
they
that Jonas
number 69.
Call her fat Sharpie.
Did you tell somebody to call me a fat Sharpie?
No, that was Dion. It was Reagan that said it.
You know
he
Reagan.
Been waiting to gun you. When you had that wig on before the last fuck.
Oh, he was
so mad when you changed.
I was so mad you changed that wig. I had like 10 jokes ready. It was so bad. It was like a bowl cut.
Like we should fuck that wig.
If you look up Emo Phillips, it looked just like that wig. And I was ready, man.
That motherfucking wig was horrible.
I had you on the special bus. I had all kinds of great stuff ready.
Yeah, I was ready too. That motherfucker had static and one laid out. It's like it had stairs on the side
of
it.
You guys should have seen it. It was so bad.
It was fucking horrible. I was like, Quisha, I'm going to kill your motherfucking ass. And I don't know why I had static like they wouldn't lay down. It just kept going up in the ass. What the fuck is wrong with this motherfucking weed? It like something. Look, it had a magnet or something. It was trying to take it up in the air.
Probably the termites flying away with the individual strands.
Fuck you, Chris. I want to say fuck you till you turn pink in the dick.
Mission accomplished.
L. L. L.
You got a Napoleon dick?
Neapolitan. Brown at the base, white in the middle, and pink at the end.
Ice cream.
I don't like Napoleon. That's nasty.
Oh, shit.
You made my booty hurt. I just saw your dick. I could see it pink. It's swirly looking.
Swirly looking?
It's tight on now?
Yeah, pink and white and probably like a little black at the tip. You just jigging on the wall because you ain't got none.
It looks like 1988 Michael Jackson.
You ain't gonna say and talk about our black royalty, motherfucker. That ain't what you gonna do, bitch. Now, what you can do is you can talk about with them white boy now who be singing that country shit, Elvis.
Elvis. No, it doesn't look that good.
Elvis look good?
Back in the day, before he got fat and sweaty.
He ain't never look good.
You didn't think Elvis was attractive?
No, he stole that shit.
His face?
His style. Who he stole it from, dear?
A black dude. I forget his name. He was on David Letterman. Was it Letterman or Leno?
It was definitely Letterman. It wouldn't have been Leno. That's too hot for TV for Leno.
He was, yeah, basically, Elvis came and ripped off all the shit. I got to look the nigga name up. I don't remember what it was.
Was he a performer?
He did studio stuff, studio recordings and shit like that. So you would never go and see him, but he would be, you know, because when they make the albums in the studio, he would play the guitars and he would sing
was
hooks and stuff.
Some studios like in Memphis there?
I don't know where it was, but.
Well, how could Elvis steal the nigga if he wasn't ever on tour?
Because you perform it in the studio. Back then, you would perform the songs in
well,
the studio.
He ain't steal shit. Why nobody gonna never see that nigga?
Nobody ever seen a nigga because Elvis stole the shit.
Well, he wasn't gonna do nothing with it.
That don't mean you could take it.
The nigga's behind walls. I could see if he was out on tour and every sucking shit. If you telling jokes at the house, but you don't really go get on no stage, anybody stole your joke.
So if you tell me a joke in this house right now and I could do it on stage, would you be mad?
Yeah, because you stole it. Because I tell jokes on stage.
Right.
But if I don't go out nowhere and tell jokes and you go tell it, no. I mean, as a comedian, you hear people say shit funny all the time. You go, oh, I can twist that.
Yeah.
Just random people. Right. I've gotten
Otis Blackwell.
I've gotten some of my best shit from listening just to shit at the house.
This yeah. nigga behind you.
Yes. He have given me many fucking great bits.
Like?
The time I told him to go to get some honey, he said, you want the honey that the bears make? That was like one of my first bits. He was in high school and he thought bears make honey.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. And you asked me what LB mean when I told you get that fish. You asked me, did it stand for Lane Bryant?
I definitely
said it. You a damn liar.
She said, what LB stand for? Little bags?
Mm-hmm. But he's given me some of my best shit. But I tell jokes. So if you took a joke from me and go put it on stage, yeah, it'd be like Dion doing my shit. Yeah, you steal it.
Or you doing my shit.
You ain't got a goddamn thing I want.
Okay.
When have I done your joke?
We're not going to talk about that. So, yeah.
No, we are going to talk about that. I don't do your motherfucking joke.
I don't want to talk about that. Seems I don't like we talk about it either. Talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, I do want to talk about
well,
that.
Well, we'll talk about it after the podcast.
No, we're not going to talk about that some other time. Out of the podcast.
So, Nike.
No, white nigga. You don't cut
fart?
Me off. You don't cut me off. What joke did I do of yours?
I just said we're not finna talk about it on the podcast.
No, you are gonna talk about it. You brought it up. Please tell me what joke I did of yours. Oh, you ain't got no joke that I want. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't. That's why we'll talk about it later.
I did your joke?
Yeah, you. Yeah, we'll talk about it after.
Boy, you have lost your fucking mind if you think I did your joke.
Okay, Pat.
First of all, you do skinny jokes, and I ain't never been skinny.
That one would be obvious, yes.
Yeah. Other shit is politics. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't. That's why we're going to talk about it later.
No, I want you to tell me now. I want you to tell me because you're on accused. I've never been accused of being no joke thief. I'm the last motherfucker that I fucking.
It's not jokes. It's lines that I say that you took that I can't say anymore because you do them now.
No, what lines?
You're about to name your special, a line that I used to say in front of you for a year and a half.
I've never heard you say that, Dion.
Whether you've heard it or not don't mean I didn't do it.
Wait a minute, motherfucker. How can I take something from you and you gonna say I took it from you and whether I heard it or not? I've never heard you
I've
say,
seen you watch me perform.
I've never heard you say,
I know.
That's the name of my fucking special. And I've never heard you say that. Not one fucking time. I've never heard you say
that. I record every set that I do.
What did you recorded in front of me? I saw that.
I've been with you for...
I've never heard you say that.
Okay, Miss Pat, I believe you.
I've never heard you say... First of all, let's say this. That's a line, and that's not a joke. That's not a joke. You said a joke.
Okay, I remember I said that, and then you came up to me, and you go, you can't say that because I say that. And I go, no, Pat, I've been saying it for a year and a half.
I've never heard you say that. We had
that's
a
why I don't.
Did we have a discussion about the line?
Yes. You said, I say that. I go, Pat, I've been saying it for
well,
a
I've never heard you
that's
say
a,
that.
That's like a very benign phrase. Why would it matter if the both of you said it?
Because it sets up a joke.
Okay.
It don't set up a joke for me.
It sets up a joke for me.
It doesn't set up a joke for me. And I say it because everything I say is true in my set. That's why I say it.
Right. And then
I've never heard. I've never heard him say it. Not one time have I ever heard him say that. So I don't know what he's talking about. And then what's the joke I stole?
I didn't say you stole a joke. I said you stole
no,
some line.
You said I stole a joke.
No,
am I
never
lying?
Stole a joke from me.
Isn't it completely natural that as much as you two talk and spend time with each other that that's going to happen? Where like you'd find those common phrases?
Yeah, I'm not mad about it.
No, but he talking about the line. He acting like I stole a line from
no,
him.
You,
and I'm about to name
you
my
You said to me, you said to my face that I couldn't say a line that I had been saying before you ever
I had
said.
I had never heard you say that, Dion.
Miss Pat, why would I make it up?
I don't know. Why would you make it up? But what,
okay,
but
so is there a possibility that we had a conversation that you
don't
no,
remember
because you're...
Conversation.
I know you don't remember the conversation because you're a busy motherfucker. I understand that. I'm not upset. What I'm mad about is the fact that you think I'm lying. That's why
no, I don't think you... I'm telling you, I don't remember.
But I understand that. We're cool.
First of all, I didn't get the line from you. First of all, let's set the story straight. I say the line because every joke I tell is 99.9% true on stage. Second of all, and I don't have to take nothing from no motherfucking body. I am a funny motherfucker.
I want you to know I'm not accusing you of anything. Let me finish. Okay.
I say random funny shit that I throw away on a daily motherfucking basis. Second of all, I only say that line because, first, let me back up. I say that line because 99.9% of the shit I say is true on stage. And I didn't pick the title of the special. My fucking management team picked it from just random shit that I say every day in my comedy. Second of all, I would never take a fucking joke from anybody because I feel like I'm too motherfucking good to take a joke from any motherfucking body. Because I throw just jokes out the window every motherfucking day and random. First of all, I don't even write jokes. If I say something on stage, it happened to me. It usually come out of a conversation or a goddamn situation. Every day I'm typing something to either you or somebody. Hey, what do you think of this? That's what I do. So I would never steal a motherfucking joke from nobody. And third of all, I've never heard you say that line. I don't remember no conversation with you. I've never heard you say that before. And I'm not going to argue with you over no fucking line.
I know, that's why I don't want you to feel
like I'm naming my special, because it's not the name of the special is, what is the name of the fucking special? So I don't want you to feel like
I don't feel some type of way. What I'm saying is you do things and you don't fucking remember them. That's what I'm saying. You do things, you've seen things, you've heard things, you've said things. And you don't fucking remember it. Other people do. And then when they bring it up to you, you go, I didn't fucking do that because you don't remember it. And that's genuine.
Well, have I ever stole another joke from you?
No, Miss Pat. I just got through saying that. What I'm trying to explain to you is things happen and you don't remember them. And then when they're brought up to you, you feel like I'm not attacking you.
I'm not saying that you are attacking me because we're talking about a line. We're not even talking about
right.
a joke.
That's what
we're
I'm saying.
We're literally talking about a joke. And it's easy. It is easy when two comics work together to cross lines or to say the same thing. I ain't snatch a motherfucking thing from you. First of all, I wouldn't snatch nothing from you because you are a feature act and you need any and everything that you can get. That's how I feel to grow. Because I am leaps and bounds ahead of you. So why would I sit there and take from you so you wouldn't grow? I don't remember having no conversation
Again,
with you.
I know you don't remember having
but about this line.
I didn't make
I didn't
a big deal out of it.
I take this line from you. I say this line only because of the way I perform each and every time on stage. That's the only reason why I say that. I'm the last bitch gonna steal a joke because I can't deliver a motherfucking thing you write.
So I love the beans. The beans are really good today.
Fuck off, Chris. Fuck the fuck off. I want you to fuck so far off. I want you to blow the fuck up. I hope you shit on yourself on the way home.
I might have to.
She ain't gonna let you shit here.
Let me shit, and then I'm gonna have to take a breather. Might need a sandwich afterwards.
Make sure you play some speaker music.
And make sure you bleep the name of my special.
Okay.
You're gonna have to bleep it because I don't supposed to tell nobody the name of it. He done got my motherfucking vagina hair rise up, and I shaved that shit off yesterday.
Yeah, it was unnecessarily heated, to be honest. I think you...
Shut your
mouth. No, I'm being honest with you.
Monogamous ass.
No, you...
Wait, white monogamy?
No, you you went after him, he said nah, and then you guys argued unnecessarily. I'm just going to be real with you.
I know. I did.
I hate you got some courage, motherfucking lying.
I'm sorry. I love you, but you're mad. And you
No,
don't
I'm not mad,
mad
because I would never steal anybody's joke. All I ever do is help somebody.
You seem mad.
What?
Just going to be honest, you seem mad.
He is mad.
You seem mad.
Well, you would be mad, too, if somebody would accuse you of stealing
something. I'm not accusing you.
He didn't accuse you. He didn't accuse you. That's what we're saying.
Well, a taking. What was it then? Yeah. What was
he did not call you Carlos Mencia. And you two don't have that kind of relationship where you're in the club hunting jokes. You two talk every single day about comedy. It's natural that you have pollination.
Well, it's obvious that the line bothered him because he would bring it up.
No, what bothers me is the fact that I told you it happened. You don't remember it. So there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it. You don't remember it.
I sure don't. I do not remember that.
Okay.
Well, how many years ago that was?
Last year.
I don't remember.
I know you don't. I'm not mad at you.
I've never heard him say that. and I watch everybody sit.
Dion is the type of person that if it really bothered him, he would have said something.
He just said something, nigga, so it was bothering
because
him.
You wouldn't let it go.
Yeah, you.
Well, you brought it up.
No, I didn't. No.
Well, I did it because the audience want to know what joke did Miss Pat steal.
No, they didn't. Nobody wanted to sit through this. That's what I'm telling you.
You
That's why I tried to move on.
You shut your equal white ass up.
Equal white?
Equal rights.
That's right. I'm in this room. I'm a human being, damn it, and I will be treated like one. You will speak to me at least nicely. Somewhat. Somewhat politely, okay?
Please.
Be nice, okay?
I'm requesting.
To get his ass beat fucking with me.
Dion, can you tell my parents fought a lot when I was a kid?
Yes. Is that how they apologize?
No, I'd be like, so, woo, stop fighting and I'll do something weird and it'll distract us all, right?
Yeah, it's a good way to change the subject.
Yep.
Jesus.
You could have took out your Napoleon dick and that would have shocked us all.
Show your balls for dominance.
I think you were pissed off enough that you would have kept going. You'd be like, put your damn dick away, Dion.
You about right. Because I wouldn't have saw anything.
We'll make this one a Patreon episode and keep it in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be the first one of the month.
Yeah.
That's the shit that happened on the Pat Now. And stay tuned to find out what joke I steal next. Now I'm a joke
thief. So petty.
He didn't call you a joke thief.
Shut the fuck up. I'm being accused of stealing little niggas' jokes.
You don't have to put them down like
Shut
that.
Shut up, bitch!
I ain't worried about it, Chris.
Shut up, bitch!
We talked about it on the last episode. I'm very secure with
Listen,
who I am and what
feature.
I do. Yeah, I'm good. I know exactly what I'm capable of. I'm good. It don't hurt my feelings.
Go fuck off, Chris. I want you to fuck a dildo to burn your booty hole.
If you need to be mad at me because you're talking to him, it's okay. Like I said, my parents fought a lot as kids.
I'm not your fucking parents.
I wanted you to be my mom.
No, you didn't.
No, you're right.
You saw she wanted to board this nigga.
Literally told him, if I could have gotten the noose up there, I could have fit a guillotine up my pussy.
I did abort him, but he came back. When they went up there to get him, he went down my asshole pipe. That's why your breath stank all the time. And we're wrapping it up from now, goddammit. It's enough of this bullshit. We done argued, we done cried, Chris done farted. Hey, it's been a long fucking day.
What a Memorial Day this was.
Very memorable. I'm fucking up words.
Steal her bit.
Now he's stealing my shit. Now he's stealing my shit. Memorable. Now he's stealing my shit. Okay. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.